Proclamation number 4100 of 9th of August, 1947. God's mercy is greater than His wrath. God's mercy is greater than His wrath, and His love is endless. And although the last judgment is to be regarded as a punitive judgment, although it imposes a terrible fate on the condemned, it is nevertheless the prelude to a new redemptive epoch. It is the absolute necessity for a renewed ascent with the final aim of complete release from the form. And that is why God is not eternally angry, but God's mercy takes the place of wrath. He helps the fallen again to ascend, even if a long time passes over it. God's love and mercy outweigh God's justice, even though this is satisfied by the torment of being banished. He is not eternally angry, while His love remains eternal and is meant for that which has come forth from His power. Consequently, the spiritual is the product of His love and wisdom and can therefore never ever cease to exist. It can indeed be banished from His face by God's wrath for a long time, yet God always turns His face towards it again because love understands everything and forgives everything. 9th of the 8th, 1947, that which has fallen away from Him is weak, and this weakness moves Him to pity, for God's essence is deepest love, and love can never ever turn away but only finds happiness in the union with that which once parted as a spark with the eternal fire, from God, who is love Himself. His embers increase and consume everything that approaches Him and turn it into most blissful beings, and where that which once emanated from Him languishes in wretchedness, their love deepens and, full of mercy, inclines towards these unhappy beings. Love does not condemn eternally because this would mean eternal distance from God, and this is never possible because God is love Himself. Yet the state of union cannot occur as long as the fallen being resists it, because love never compels but only seeks to make happy. But then the being also remains unhappy, and the state, which at the same time signifies remoteness from God, where the being no longer feels God's love, is, as it were, a judged state, a state of banishment, and thus can be described as being under God's wrath, where the being must forfeit all emanation of God's love due to its own fault. However, the fact that this state cannot be a permanent one emerges from the fact that again and again new creations come into being and that these testify to God's love again, whose mercy has destined them to be the abode of the spiritual beings which oppose Him. That God's power of love comes to light in them again and enables the creature to reduce its state of remoteness from God and to enter into ever closer contact with the original power in order to completely join this original power of its own free will after an infinitely long time. Then God's love will become ever more obvious to the being if it is able to recognize God's love and grace embodied as a human being. And now it can also love God and seek union with Him in free will. And then it will be saved, for what is once seized by God's love, what once no longer has to fear God's wrath, will eternally remain in His grace. It will have kindled itself by the fire of love and become a flame itself. The fusion with the eternal love will irrevocably take place as soon as it surrenders itself without resistance, as soon as it has changed itself into love. Amen.